Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We understand there's some updates coming in Santa Fe from the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office on the shooting that happened on the set of Rust, and Alec Baldwin, and guns that should have had bullets in it. So once we get those details, we'll definitely share them. But currently breaking right now is the CDC has authorized a fourth booster shot for some of you who are going to need a fourth booster. Some of you haven't even gotten your third shot, your third booster, and some of you still haven't even gotten your original vaccines. So why are we talking about fourth boosters? Well, we're going to discuss that. So a fourth booster shot is right now for anybody who's immunocompromised. The CDC is already establishing that for those of you that are moderate to severely immunocompromised, it could be anywhere from having a kidney transplant to or an organ transplant to HIV to your doctor thinking that your diabetes or your autoimmune disease could be putting you at risk. After you get your third booster shot, which has been approved for Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, you could get your fourth shot in 6 months, which is next April, in the spring. And so but this fourth shot pertains to the Moderna and the Pfizer. Currently, for Johnson & Johnson recipients, if you've gotten your second dose of Johnson & Johnson, which would be a booster, this for now doesn't apply to you. Does that seem confusing? All right, so let me recap. Those of you that got Pfizer and Moderna, you are going to be able to get a fourth booster if your doctor and you or your clinician feels you need it and you are in that immunocompromised category 6 months from your third booster. Johnson & Johnson, after they get their second Johnson & Johnson shot, for now, they wait. So let's, okay, I know. Now, for some of you, you're like, okay, that's great. Yay, boosters every 6 months. For others, you're like, okay, wait a second. This doesn't bode well. This makes you a little antsy. So the one thing that I've been really, really honest with you guys about, okay? I really believe that I have protection because of that shot. I also believe I have some protection because being a doctor, I have been exposed to possibly everything, with the exception of STDs, because I kind of was prude growing up. But I've been exposed to so much that I think I have, God willing, pretty good natural immunity. So between a natural immunity as well as the vaccine I got, I feel pretty confident. And so if this COVID is here to stay, and now we have this Delta subvariant, which I like to call baby Delta, little baby Delta. Okay, now we have like a baby Delta variant or whatever else is coming our way. I really think the shot protects you. Where things get a little frustrating is, do we need a shot every 6 months? Is the immunity waning so much by 6 months that every 6 months you need to go in and get a shot? For some of us, it's no big deal. Right. Every 6 months we go in to get a shot. But for those of you that are being severely restricted by mandates and you don't like the way the country's going, you're starting to go, wait a second. 6 months from my vaccine, are they going to say I'm under vaccinated, which is something we've talked about? If you notice the guidance and all the verbiage is being used for somebody who is, quote, fully vaccinated. Now, originally that meant fully vaccinated, getting two Pfizers, two Moderna shots, or one Johnson & Johnson. That fully vaccinated is loose enough language for if we think the immunity is dropping, as we saw with Johnson & Johnson, dropping down in veterans down to 3% by 6 months, you might not be considered fully vaccinated. So this talk of a fourth booster is making people a little nervous. Because they're like, so wait a second, I could go to a Raiders game at Allegiant Stadium today, but am I going to be able to go in January if we make the playoffs? Or am I going to be able to go to college? Am I going to be able to keep my job in the spring unless I keep getting these vaccines? Now, I feel confident. I had my two shots. I didn't have a reaction to it. Am I free and clear? No. I could still get allergic reaction to the third shot or to a fourth shot, but I feel comfortable. I feel confident that I'm okay with the vaccines, but I get that there's a lot of you that aren't. There's a lot of you that aren't confident. You think you were lucky that you got through the first shot, you got through the second shot unscathed, and you think that you're going to have an issue the third or fourth shot. One of you had written me saying, look, when you look at the odds, you increase your risk the more vaccines you need to get. Well, you're not wrong on that, because the other vaccines you got as a kid, you got once, maybe you got a booster, and you're done. Same thing with tetanus. Tetanus is once every 10 years. A lot of people don't like the idea of an every 6 month booster. But let me, you know, reconfirm. Right now, the CDC says this is only for those who have a moderate to immunocompromised immune system. Let me see if I have their exact verbiage for you, because I know this kind of makes people a little bit antsy. And no, I don't have it. Okay, what's going on here? So we have, okay, you know what? I don't want to read this whole thing because it's really long. But I want to read to you guys what they say. So moderately and severely immunocompromised people age 18 years or older who completed an mRNA COVID vaccine primary series and received an additional mRNA vaccine dose may receive a single COVID-19 booster 6 months after completing their third mRNA vaccine dose. In such situations, people who are moderately and severely immunocompromised may receive a total of four vaccine doses. A person who is moderately or severely immunocompromised and has received two doses of an mRNA, 28 days has elapsed since her second dose, should receive an additional mRNA dose immediately, followed 6 months later by a single COVID vaccine booster dose that's a half dose. Johnson & Johnson, they aren't recommending another mRNA or a fourth dose. So that's what we have right now. Four boosters. Yeah, I'll invest in the stock. I mean, I already did. I invested way before. But it's a concern because it shows that the immunity wanes. All right? But at least we have them. That's the good news. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
This report is brought to you by Cigna. Medicare's annual election period, or AEP, begins October 15th. It allows most people who qualify for Medicare to choose or change their plans. And for those age 65 and older who worry about exposure to COVID-19, there are ways to shop for the best plan without leaving their homes. Gary Culp is a Medicare Advantage expert and chief growth officer at Cigna.
Every fall, Medicare beneficiaries can shop for health benefits that fit their needs for the next year. This is the one time each year when most people who qualify for Medicare can choose or change their plans. They may be able to lower costs, expand their coverage, or both. As the global pandemic continues, it is critical to have comprehensive coverage to stay as healthy as possible all year. There are ways to shop during the annual election period, or AEP, without leaving home. Go online to Medicare.gov or call individual plans to learn more. Several types of coverage are available, so make sure to understand your options and ask plenty of questions.
For more information, visit Cigna.com/Medicare.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I want to know, what is your superstition, your most common superstition that you kind of live by? Mine is, like, if your nose runs on air, you're going to have bad ratings. Yeah. So I'm really nervous about my nose running on air, which is my nose is running right now. But a lot of us are superstitious. I knock on wood. Somebody says something happened to them, which was good. I knock on wood. I think it's to keep the evil spirits from, I guess, jinxing you. I don't walk under a ladder. But I don't do that because I don't want somebody to fall on me. I think it's stupid to walk under a ladder. I will say bless you when you sneeze. I'll say salud, libruit, gesundheit. If you sneeze, I'll do that. Again, evil spirits, even though that's really kind of sacrilegious. I don't think we're supposed to be worried about, you know, evil spirits when you sneeze. We're supposed to be worried about COVID and other illnesses, but Anyway, I still bless you when you sneeze. I just think it's a nice thing to do. And but I'm not worried about black cats. Black cats is a superstition that people are always freaked out about. I guess if the cat crosses the road from right to left, it's bad luck. But if the cat crosses from left to right, it's good luck. So a lot of people are freaked out about black cats. I'm not. I got two of them. And in fact, my black cats are lucky. I got Sashi from the pound in 2010. We got her the day or two before the Saints were in the Super Bowl. And then I guess when you adopt a cat, they do the hysterectomy. They spayed or neuter them before you adopt them. So we couldn't pick her up for a day or two because she had to, I guess, recover. That's just something they did. And so we were able to pick her up on Sunday, but it was the Super Bowl. So we left during halftime, went and got the cat, came back. Saints won 31-17. Sashi's our good luck Saints cat. And so, yeah, we had money on Saints. And so I mean, Sashi, oh my gosh, she's Visagi. So pretty. And then we also have Spider. Spider's a little older than Sashi because we adopted her when she was like 13, whereas Sashi we got when she was less than a year old. And so Sashi's about 11, 12, and then Spider is now 16 years old. And I don't have any, knock on wood, we don't have bad luck with them. But I'm a big fan of black cats because if you remember, I have five cats, two tabbies. And those tabbies like to go pee-pee house, the girl and the boy. Even the girl goes pee-pee house. Then we have the white cat, Snowball. She doesn't go pee-pee house, but she's just a real pain in the butt. And then we have the two black cats. Even though Spider is now starting to go pee-pee house because she's like, well, everybody else is doing it. And I'm like, oh, hell no. So of the five cats, my luckiest are the black ones. Well, why are we talking about black cats? Well, during Halloween week, this is where people and their superstitions start to brew. And today is National Black Cat Day. I know it seems like there's a national day all the time, and, you know, and I did not create National Black Cat Day. We did National Blood Donation Week and National Blood Donation Day, but we didn't do National Black Cat Day. That was established a few years back by a UK feline charity called Cats Protection. And the reason why they set this up is they noticed that black cats were less likely to get adopted. Black cats were less likely to make it out of the shelter. And what happens to a lot of cats that don't make it out of the shelter? They get euthanized. So according to Cats Protection, they wanted to raise awareness and I guess incite an appreciation for the black cat. And the black cat, my black cats are probably the most gorgeous of the cats. I think the tabbies are cute. The white cat has beautiful coloring, but my black cats are exquisite. But that's not what's keeping people from adopting them. They're so worried that a black cat is bad luck. And these myths, these superstitions are ill-founded and they come from old, I guess like 13th century. Apparently, back in the 1200s, 1232, there was a 13th century Latin church document where Pope Gregory the Ninth first suggested that black cats were associated with Satan. Then Edgar Allan Poe published, I guess, his story, The Black Cat. It was about a murderer carefully concealing a crime, but eventually breaking down and revealing himself because of a nagging reminder of his guilt. Is that the one where there was somebody in the wall? Maybe that's Edgar Allan Poe did a lot of, like, yeah, somebody was like in a wall tapping or something. I don't know. Then in 1880, the color black was associated with anarchism, and the black cat was adopted as an anarchist symbol in the late 1800s. And so, I don't know why people, it just makes no sense. So there was a study that was done to go, is this really true? Are there biases against black cats? And they actually found, they call it weak evidence, but they actually found evidence that shows that black cats fared slightly worse on euthanasia and adoption outcomes, especially during the month of October. Now, this surprised the study authors because they thought, you know, if anybody wanted a black cat, they would want it for Halloween. Yeah, I always post the pictures of my Halloween cats because I got the orange, I got the black, and then Snow is in there. She's the white one. And, you know, so they're all, like, posing, and they're all excited about Halloween, and they're my Halloween kitty cats. They just look like Halloween. And then, again, the pee-pee house, so the yellow, you know, Halloween colors also have yellow, so there's the pee-pee. And, yeah, I don't know why they go pee-pee house. They have five potty boxes for all the cats. They have doggy doors to go out with the dog, and they do. They go out with the dog and go pee-pee with the dog. It doesn't matter. They just want to go pee-pee house. In fact, I found pee-pee today on their toys. Somebody decided to go pee-pee on their cat toys. I don't think it's the dog. So I really have some issues with these cats, and they do it on purpose. These are strategic pee-pee projectiles. This isn't that one has a UTI. We checked them all for that. These are deliberate projectile pee-pees, and I just have a problem with that. But going back to the study, they thought it was really odd that even in October, the month that you would think black cats would be the, you know, the gift from, I don't know, Satan, nobody wanted less people wanted them. And so a black cat may then not get adopted, and they may get euthanized. Now, very weak evidence. I mean, most people do love cats, and they get over it. But don't underestimate the power of superstitions. There are superstitions that commonly pervade. In fact, I found this report looking at the most common superstition in each state. Now, throwing salt over the shoulder, that was common in a lot of states. I do that too. When you spill the salt, it's bad luck. So I guess you have to take the salt and over your left shoulder three times, and then you get it on the person behind you, because we don't have salt in our house, so we, except for cooking, but, you know, the kids will spill the salt, and, like, you got it over your left shoulder. And, you know, my husband thought it was stupid, the kids thought it was stupid, so I would, you can't, if your kid spills the salt, you can't throw it over their shoulder. It has to be them. So I would glue their hand to the head, just make them do it. And they, the people next to us, go, what are you doing? But I'm a little superstitious. So I, you know, and I know we're wasting salt. I don't get it. But it's just something that we've done. Here's my thing. You want to know why I'm superstitious? It's not that I believe in evil spirits and all that. Is I don't want to test my luck. I've been jinxed. I have gone against the superstitions, saying I'm not going to mess with it, like a hat on the bed. I don't know why that's a superstition, but the last time we had a hat on the bed, my son, within minutes, flipped over my pump when he was running back and forth in the hallway, and then he stepped right on the pump, and it went into his foot. So no hats on the bed. Not sure how they're related, but they're related. So I just don't want to press my luck. So interesting, in Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, throwing salt over the shoulder is the most common superstition, according to KUTV. In Arizona, owls are a bad omen. In California, lucky pennies are the biggest superstition. Colorado, they worry about Friday the 13th. Connecticut and Delaware, it's the salt over the shoulder. That's the biggest one they do. In D.C., it's Friday the 13th. Florida is a ladybug landing on you. I think a ladybug landing on you is supposed to be good luck. Georgia, a good luck ladybug. Hawaii, throwing salt over the shoulder. Idaho, the salt. Illinois is a horseshoe. If you find a horseshoe, that's good luck. Indiana, having a rabbit's foot, considered lucky. Iowa does the lucky pennies. Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Maryland, salt over the shoulder. Louisiana likes the rabbit's foot. Massachusetts, four-leaf clover. Michigan is lucky prime numbers. Minnesota, Friday the 13th. Where's Nevada? Lucky prime numbers. But Montana, Nebraska is bad luck come in threes. New York, North Dakota, black cat crosses your path. So they got to celebrate Black Cat National Day. National Black Cat Day. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressional Democrats on Tuesday continued to clash over a bunch of policy disagreements that have stalled President Biden's spending package. Democrats are looking at a new tax targeting hundreds of the country's billionaires to pay for the plan. Republicans point out the extra expense will be passed along to the American consumer. Top executives from ExxonMobil, BP, Chevron, and Shell will face a House Oversight Committee on Capitol Hill Thursday as they are questioned with what their companies knew about their products and Earth's climate. The suspect in a fatal shooting at Boise Town Square in Boise, Idaho, died at a local hospital Tuesday. He was identified by police as 27-year-old Jacob Bergquist. Two people were killed Monday and two injured after Bergquist fired 18 rounds inside the mall before exiting. He then exchanged gunfire with law enforcement, injuring a Boise police officer and a woman who was inside her vehicle. USA Radio News. Kyle Rittenhouse, a young man that shot three people during a protest against police brutality in Wisconsin, is going to trial Monday. The wording on the people involved is being set by the judge in the case. Those that chased and were shot by Rittenhouse can be called rioters, looters, and arsonists, but they shouldn't be called victims, Kenosha County Judge Bruce Schroeder in the murder trial ruled this week. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, warned Wednesday that China's test of a hypersonic missile is very concerning and very close to the kind of Sputnik moment that triggered the space race during the Cold War. President Biden on Tuesday, stumping for Democrat Terry McAuliffe's gubernatorial run in Virginia, seemed fixated on President Trump. During his speech, Biden mentioned President Trump by name 24 times in a 17-minute speech. Republican Glenn Youngkin is tied with McAuliffe in recent polls. The election is next week. Tuesday, the Atlanta Braves won Game 1 of the World Series 6-2 over the Houston Astros. Game 2 is tonight. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Dolly is show 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. So something we do and we don't admit, because we think we're supposed to do it, is we leave pregnant women and new moms alone. They're like, I'm not gonna mess with them. They look like they want to be left alone. They're about to give birth. They have the baby. But give them their time. They're busy. Give them their space. And what's ironic is many of them go through such isolation that it could actually help indirectly potentiate their postpartum depression. So there is a program called the Check on Mom program. And here to talk about this is Beth Battaglino, RN, CEO of Healthy Women, and Ashley Randolph, founder of Glow Preemies, co-founder Alliance for Black NICU Families. Beth, Ashley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank really you. Appreciate it. So, Beth, you know, being in the medical field, do you see this also where people kind of genuinely think, all right, pregnant women, new moms, just give them their space?
So what we're finding, as, you know, and as a practicing nurse in maternal fetal medicine, what I'm seeing is that so many of our moms are coming in with their birth plan for the baby, right? And we did a recent survey just to confirm this. 75% of soon-to-be moms have created a birth plan, but only 21% have created a plan to support their own mental health and wellness after the baby is born. And that's why Ashley and I are here today, to kind of throw up that red flag and say, we love the birth plans, but you need to do better on the mental health and wellness plan. We need to make sure that these moms have a support plan in place when they transition from hospital to home, because we know for a fact that taking care of a new baby or babies can be completely overwhelming. And many of us feel the pressure to do it all. And again, our survey showed that 9 out of 10 women felt that they could not delegate, that they had to do it all and felt very stressed and anxious about it. And the Check on Mom program, which we're launching with Sage Therapeutics, is a program that provides information and resources to help these women prepare for and get that support they need during the fourth trimester and beyond. And that fourth trimester is once you have the baby. So your birth plan is in place to have the baby and kind of guide the healthcare team on the way that mom wants to deliver that baby. But once that baby's here, that fourth trimester is the period from once the baby's delivered to 12 weeks after. And that's when so much happens with the new mom, right? So the baby's born, mm-hmm. all the focus is on the newborn baby, and people kind of forget about the mom. And we're saying, no, you can't forget about her. We need to bring the mom back into the picture and support her, because she's going to be going through so many new transitions, not only from the hospital to home, but just the everyday care of a newborn baby or babies can just be overwhelming.
So true. I also hear many of the dads feel neglected, too, which is a topic we've spoken about before as well. Now, interestingly, people will look at what we do in maternal fetal medicine as, why are we doing this when we didn't have to centuries before? But centuries before and decades before, there's a community presence. When women would give birth, they weren't isolated like they are nowadays. You would have the whole neighborhood there for support. So if you did have a premature baby, you know, you would have other moms that were there that could guide them. Ashley, speak to us about some of the challenges that women go through with premature babies.
Yeah, thank you for that question. So for me personally, I'm a 3-time preemie mom, but nothing has changed me more than the moment I brought my first child home. The situation was really different because I was away at college and I already was far away from all my family and friends and any resources that I was known to have in my community. So when I found myself coming home with my first child, I was completely stressed, I was very exhausted, and I was highly emotional. From that experience, I created my own nonprofit and began advocating for African American families throughout the nation. And talking to other mothers, I realized that those same feelings that I had 11 years ago are the same feelings that moms today are still having. And so I just want to have a gentle reminder for all the new moms and expecting moms to say, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to ask for 30 minutes of rest just so that you can catch up on sleep. And it is definitely okay, those nights you don't feel like cooking, to ask a trusted family member or a friend or even a coworker, you know, hey, I don't feel like cooking tonight. And maybe they will give you a gift card to where you can go and get dinner delivered to you. And then you can go to bed nice and not full. I mean, nice and not hungry and be able to wake up during the middle of the night and take better care of the baby. So if we all come together as a village, like you were saying, if we take mom in, we take better care of the baby for the next 18 years just by helping mom.
So true. And one concern that I know a lot of couples have is the stresses of in-laws. And so many new parents worry that if they do let the in-laws come in and help, they won't be able to dissect them out later. And I want young parents to not be concerned about that. Get the help you need now, because if you do feel like there's going to be that overbearingness, you can always deal with that later. Beth, the Check on Mom program does allow that sort of release when the person's ready, correct?
Oh, it does. And I love the fact that you brought up the in-laws, because that's where you can have the conversation with your husband to say, hey, you need to be my defensive end on this. Like, I need the help, but I can't have them over every day. So what's lovely about the Check on Mom program is it offers personalized resources. So you can personalize and say, you know what, Wednesdays and Fridays are the mom-in-law days where she can come over and I need help with laundry. And not only laundry, if she can pick up the groceries that I've ordered and bring those in and put them away, that would be a big help. So setting up those parameters, but also engaging your significant other to help support you in the way that you want to be supported. So it's all about personalizing your own mental wellness program and prioritizing your health, because it's so important to take, yes, absolutely take care of a baby and focus on this new little bundle of joy, but we need to bring it back to mom too and making sure that she's taken care of and supported during this important time.
Exactly. And one thing I learned about in-laws is if you give them a task, that's better than letting them decide the task. So, you know, sometimes...
Us, right? Yeah. We all are in that, right? Actually, we all feel the same way about that. Like, give them a task that you need done, and it's going to help de-stress you is so important.
And that's why I love the Check on Mom campaign, because you can personalize it to what you want them to do and make a specific delegation to... Grandma does all the grocery shopping and bring it in. Dad does all the walking the dog, so that there is no confusion and everyone feels like they're equally important and mom is completely taken care of.
Yep. Absolutely. And how about the bracelets, Ashley?
Yeah. And so we both have on our Check on Mom bracelet. And if mom goes to our website, www.mycheckonmom.com, moms can delegate their own team, and the mom and the team will receive these special bracelets that just remind the whole team to check on mom, which is the most important.
I love it. I love it. So in the last 30 seconds, again, give the website and where our listeners can find out more information.
MyCheckOnMom.com for all the information and resources that you may need to help check on your mother that's near you.
Beth, Ashley, thank you both for all you do. We know you're working tirelessly. We appreciate it. Can't wait to have you back, as obviously premature babies and a lot of the stress parents are going through with COVID is obviously weighing on them. And we really appreciate all you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, the sheriff of Santa Fe County said that, quote, we suspect there were other live rounds that were found on the set of the Rust movie. Now, the Rust movie was the location where there was a fatal shooting accident. It resulted in the death of Helena Hutchins, director of photography. And it was at the hands of Alec Baldwin, who was told the Colt he was using to rehearse for a scene where he was cross-drawing, practicing his cross-draw, was quote-unquote cold and not having active rounds. Sheriff Mendoza Aiden Mendoza said, I won't comment further on how they got there. The investigation is active, so I won't comment on how they got there, but we suspect that they are there. That will be determined when testing is done by the crime lab in reference to whether or not they are officially live rounds or not. The sheriff, according to CNN, said authorities are conducting further investigations to determine how crew members obtained a gun with a live round in it. There's been rumors that a bunch of them were shooting at cans on their off time earlier that day or the day before, and nobody knew about it, and nobody emptied out the guns. This is such a cluster and a half. I can't even fathom. So the sheriff said the people that inspected or handled the firearm when it was loaded before it got to Mr. Baldwin were interviewing, and there are some follow-up questions that we need to do. Later in the press conference, he said, we know there was one live round as far as we're concerned on set. We're going to determine whether we suspect that there were other live rounds, but that's up to the testing. But right now, we're going to determine how those got there, why they were there, because they shouldn't have been there. So, obviously, they're doing a, quote, thorough and objective investigation into what happened. The armorer, Hannah Reed Gutierrez, and Assistant Director David Halls have been cooperative with investigators. They say 500 rounds of ammunition have been seized from the set. He said they believe the spent shell casing from the bullet that was fired from the gun and a projectile was recovered from the shoulder of Joel Sousa, the movie director who was also injured in the shooting. They say the evidence is going to be submitted to the FBI for further processing. Mendoza said it's too early to comment on possible charges. However, the district attorney said that, yes, they will initiate prosecution if facts, evidence, and law support charges. So Santa Fe District Attorney Mary Carmack Altuiz stressed that the investigation is still ongoing, but she is ready to initiate prosecution if needed. She said, I must emphasize that a complete and thorough investigation is critical to the DA review. We take the corroborated facts and evidence and connect it to New Mexico law. And we are not at that juncture yet. She says her office is going to make sure this investigation will be held to the highest standards. She said, if the facts in evidence and law support changes, then I will initiate prosecution at the time. I'm a prosecutor that was elected in part because I do not make rash decisions and I do not rush to judgment. She says, I rely on facts supported by evidence, cooperative and credible witnesses, and I cannot stress the importance of allowing the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office to continue with a quality investigation that is both serious and complex. So it is too early for them to comment on charges. People obviously want, they want answers, and many people want whoever would be responsible for this, you know, knowing that an innocent, you know, mother who was just doing her job was there working and showed up to work when you have millions of people not working or showing up to work currently. Got someone with good work ethic, shows up to work, and gets killed as a result because of people's stupidity, negligence. It's, you know, and then all eyes are also on this because the culpability. You know, if somebody hands you a gun saying it's good, you're good to go, and you're a veteran actor of 40 plus decades, do you check the weapon yourself? Or after all those years of being on a set, you trust the system and you just, you know, rehearse with a gun? My vote on that is any of us with gun training, even if you're using a prop, even if you think it's a toy gun, you still always check. You are always aware of what's in the chamber. To me, it's common sense. And so, I mean, will Alec Baldwin be up on criminal charges? Probably not. Could it be up on manslaughter charges? I don't know. I mean, it's obviously gross negligence, but if the standard, it all depends on what the industry standard is. If the industry standard is the armorer says it's good, then the assistant who hands the props say it's good. If the industry standard is nobody checks, one, that industry standard needs to be, like, completely overhauled. But then Alec Baldwin will probably be clear of culpability from that end. In terms of him being the producer and him overseeing this whole poop show, he's got problems civilly. I don't think there's going to be criminal charges against him. The next concern then is what the hell was going on with the armorer, Hannah Reed Gutierrez, and the assistant director, David Halls. Now, there's a picture I posted. Let me actually give credit to the electrician who actually posted this picture. I believe his name is Serge Svatovi. I want to get the exact name right. He had posted, Svetnoy. Serge Svetnoy is the set electrician. And he had posted a photo. I shared it on my Facebook and Twitter. He was the one that's, and you could see in this photo, it's the last photo of Halina Hutchins. And he's standing to the right of her. She's actually behind an actor that is in front of Alec Baldwin. I believe the director is in between. And so it looks like she is, it almost looks like the director was, you almost wonder if the director got shot in the clavicle and it ricocheted to her chest because the director is standing in front of her. But we're under the impression that she was shot first and then he was shot. But there's a chance that it ricocheted off his clavicle and went and got her. But in this, you see where the electrician is standing, and he caught her, I guess, as she fell, and she had said, I can't feel my legs. And unfortunately, she didn't make it, even though she was transferred to the Level 1 Trauma Center. And it's obviously affected everybody on the set. It's affected anybody in the show business industry. In fact, there's already legislatures in California that want to ban any live ammunition, any live guns on the set as a result of this, because they have to assume that people are stupid. They have to assume that jobs are not getting done. And so now with CGI and the fact that so much everything else is fake, not to mention, I mean, you can make, you know, actors now look skinny, you can make actors look old, you can make actors look young, you know, you can make a dummy gun or a prop gun look real if you have to. But a lot of prop guns are still real guns. They'll use real guns. They want the weight of it, they want the look, they want the feel. But some idiots decided to take those guns. I don't know where the ammunition came from. There should have been no ammunition on the set. That is not industry standard. So they're going to be obviously probably, you know, facing charges if they brought ammunition where ammunition was not allowed, if they actually made a weapon, a deadly weapon that was not ever supposed to be a deadly weapon. That's for the lawyers and the DA to decide. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.